about, let's say, 200 yards, it's a meadow, a big meadow that goes across probably 1,000 yards from the orchard. There's trees all around me. A little bit of a hillside behind me. So I'm just on the north end of a very large meadow up here. It's kind of tucked into the trees and against the hillside.
KB6GTZ, KB6US. Well, you need a slightly better antenna. It would be great to have just a little portable antenna you could half wave, of course. You know, like the one you were talking about? The SBB5 Comet 2 meter 440. That just plastered on a mount with some coax up to your handheld. Yep.
Yeah, this thing's not the best. There's high power. Am I making it?
Oh, it's better. Yeah, probably if you walk around we could find a hot spot. Or maybe while I talk you could find a hot spot. Right. 1, 2, 3, 9, 12. Over. Maybe.
Yes, they're here and there. What if I just get my butt up out of the chair and stand up? Probably do a lot better.
Don't need to. So, how come you didn't bring your little, I can't remember numbers anymore. 817. FT817. The little tiny 5 watt does 2 meter 440 and HF 5 watt. Basically an all band 5 watt HT size type thing.
I don't have one of those.
Well, I could have let you borrow the one I had if you want. Next time, you gotta warn me, of course.
Does that 239 off the back of that thing?
The back is a SO239, and the front is a, or the top, has a BNC. Yep, it's so you can use, on the 2 meter 440, you could run separate antenna, run separate antenna on the BNC for the 2 meter 440, and then run HF and 6 on the SO239 on the back.